but it takes time. Yeah. Now, what we've done over the last year compared to when we were here a year ago is we've made a major disposal of an asset where we invested £1.9 million in Nevada, in a tungsten asset, which a lot of people will have heard of. The company's called Guardian Metal Resources. It's been a stunning success. We invested £1.9 million. It's a mine from decades ago, but it's effectively like an exploration site. We IPO'd it in May 2023. It was one of the first things I did as CEO. It's done incredibly well. We exited in two tranches, and the total that we achieved in the two was £22.8 million after a £1.9 million. So what that did was it proves the model works. Well, you know, funny enough, I mean, we exited, if you look at the share price now, probably a little early, but if you go out here to the yacht club, there's a whole row of boats belonging to people who exited too early. You know what I'm saying?
Sean Wade, Power Metals, good afternoon to you, my
friend. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, so this is the second year you've been here, is that correct?
This is the fourth year.
Fourth year.
Yeah, so Rick Rule became an investor in 2023, and we've been coming ever since. And it's great because, you know, we've had a lot of support from Rick, obviously, but to be here now after in our fourth conference, seeing people that we know, seeing people that are the shareholders, we feel as if we're quite established and one of very few UK companies that come here. Very proud to represent the United Kingdom. So, it's terrific.
Yeah. Well, what's the energy like here compared to the previous years? Is it different or about the same?
Julia, that's probably the best question you could possibly ask because it is so much better than it's been at any time I've been here.
Really?
I mean, I tell you, last year it was a great conference, always a great conference, and we had a lot of positive engagement as we always do. But this year it's gone off the scale. It's like twice the size.
Yeah.
You know, we've worked a hell of a lot harder this time, this week, than we have before because, you know, we had so many people coming up to us. A lot of people have said, look, we saw the interview, the pre-conference interview. We like it. We bought some shares. Let's hear more about it. Let's get more into the model. So the energy and the positive engagement this week has been absolutely fabulous. And so, you know, and it's fair to say that market conditions are a lot better this year than they were last year. It's like the lights have come on in commodity markets. The critical metal story has really caught on. What I tend to find when I come here is that US investors really, really understand the sector.
Yeah.
And they really, because they have that kind of macro view on, and I'm sure it's been talked about a lot about, you know, the Fed and the, you know, money printing, inflation, and so on. So, you know, owning hard assets is very important. And they understand the model that we're talking about.
Well, let's talk about the model because I'm actually love the model. You're really a prospect generator. Describe what that is and then specifically describe you in regards to that.
That's a great question because that's why we're here in the first place. Okay, so Rick Rule describes us as like a mining merchant bank. Mm-hmm. So you could call it incubator, prospect generator, mining merchant bank, whichever you like. But what it essentially means is that at our heart, we are a corporate finance exercise. My job is to manage a pool of capital to make the best possible returns for our shareholders by taking early stage assets, turning them into public companies, is one example. We could talk about how we've done that, to be able to invest in other operators at a stage prior to that, which all the other investors can't. So like a seed round, a founding round, where we can get in at the asset level, we can have influence over the direction of the projects. And we can do joint ventures with, as in one case, we have a joint venture with a major financial investor on one of our assets. So there's a whole lot of ways which we can sort of cut the model, if you like. But fundamentally, this is as Rick says, a mining merchant bank, where he says your job is to create the ground floor in these investments. And if there isn't a ground floor, you go make your own one. So get in at the ground floor, make your own ground floor. And then, as he says, you know, turn, you know, 5 cent coins into $10 bills or whichever metaphor he uses. And the point with this is that, look, in a difficult market, in a bear market, and for the first couple of years we were here, and even to an extent last year, conditions were tough. Okay, it was very hard to exit our investments. IPO market was very, very tough. Very hard for us to raise any capital at the top co, the parent level, if you like. And it was about a promise of delivery. It was about, look, when conditions improve, we're very, very geared to that. We're very leveraged to that. And quite understandably, a lot of investors would say, yep, hear you, like it, like your enthusiasm, all of that. Call me when you those conditions are here, if you understand what I'm saying. Those conditions now are here, which is why we're getting all this engagement. And yeah, look, you know, we're all very cyclical companies.
Right.
But when you take a model like ours, which kind of sits above the asset level, if you like, it's even more cyclical, even right. more leveraged. So when you start to get that flywheel turning and you're starting to make returns
yeah.
and you can redeploy that capital, it compounds.
Yeah.
So I think we're in a great space in the market at the moment, great sort of backdrop for commodities, and we're very, very enthusiastic and optimistic about it.
Yeah, I would agree with you too, and I think that's exactly a great way to describe the model. You just got to get the flywheel turning, and then when it's turning, hopefully, you hit a good time in the cycle when things are really trending up in the commodity space, and that's really when you start making money, because then the big players that you hopefully have a JV with, or you're hopefully investor in you, or whatever, that's when they take over, or that's when they pay you to run the project, correct?
Yeah, no, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing that's important is, you know, investor engagement is everything. I mean, as obviously you would attest to as much as anybody, you know, you've obviously running a first-class media business. It's about outreach, it's about engagement.
Right.
And keeping investors interested
right.
is the key. And for every mining company, every explorer, it's about, okay, when am I going to get my next bit of news? When am I going to be able to report right. my drill results? For us, because we're operating across so many fronts simultaneously,
right.
we're generating news all the time.
Right.
I've got a drill program going on right now in Botswana for what we hope is a district-scale nickel sulfide deposit.
I love nickel, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, and I'm glad you said that because people haven't.
Right. Well, that's it. And that's your model is you get towards the bottom of the cycle.
Yep. Exactly. Yep. We got in when nobody liked it. We're now right. look, and we the same as we did with uranium, but we're drilling it right now. So I think we're about. I need an update, but I think we're about 100 meters down in our first hole of a six-hole program. We're drilling this particular hole 300 meters into a very, very prospective target zone. I mean, you know, obviously we're not there yet. We don't know what we're going to find. But if we find something, you've got 3 or 4 months of positive news flow coming out of a drill campaign.
Right. Right.
So that's kind of number one.
And also just a little bit about Botswana. How is it doing business in Botswana and what's the permitting process like there? It's not like the US.
Great question. And look, I mean, you know, Africa is always a little bit more challenging because
sure.
Things just take a little bit longer. But the Botswanans really get mining. They're passionate about it. They know it's a real lifeblood for the economy. So it's one of the better geographies you can be in Africa and certainly in Southern Africa. And one of the reasons why some of our investors are saying, well, look, we haven't heard much about this project for a while, that's partly because we had to get the licenses renewed and you have to go through a process and you have to, you know, do all of the bureaucratic things that you have to do. We've done that. Those licenses are now in good standing for 2 years. We've now got complete freedom to operate as we want. We've got cash to do that with. And, you know, it's a fantastically prospective asset. So there's got to be a little news flow there. But, you know, one of the things that, when we've talked before to investors here, we've talked about exploration assets, which are basically very long duration. So, you know, you stake it out, you get the license, you go through the process, do geochem, geophys, drilling, right. blah, blah, blah. And to go from putting some money in at the beginning to getting an exit with a profit, I mean, it could be 5 years, it could be 10 years, could be a very long time. Now, we love it because this is where the big returns are, but it takes time. Yeah. Now, what we've done over the last year, compared to when we were here a year ago, is we've made a major disposal of an asset where we invested £1.9 million in Nevada, in a tungsten asset, which a lot of people will have heard of. The company's called Guardian Metal Resources. It's been a stunning success. We invested £1.9 million. It's a mine from decades ago, but it's effectively like an exploration site. We IPO'd it in May 2023. It was one of the first things I did as CEO. It's done incredibly well. We exited in two tranches, and the total that we achieved in the two was 22.8 million after a 1.9 million. So
woo.
What that did was it proves the model works. Well, you know, funny enough, I mean, we exited, if you look at the share price now, probably a little early, but if you go out here to the yacht club, there's a whole row of boats belonging to people who exited too early. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And we exited. What that allowed me to do was underpin my balance sheet. I've now got 7 million of cash, which is, by the way, with a market cap of 13 million.
Right.
I've been able to redeploy that capital into new investments. And what we've been able to do is to shorten the duration of returns so that the things I'm putting money into now, I'm going to see an appreciable return in 6 months.
Right.
Like a pre-IPO round, a guy's exploring, he's going to IPO his business by October, potentially. Right. And what that allows me to do is to say, look, what investors need to see is news flow, engagement, but they need to see the returns coming through.
Yeah.
And that's what we're able
and
to
this
deliver.
Showing.
Yeah.
So if somebody were to invest in Power Metal, they're going to get exposure to all of that, all of those jurisdictions, all those critical minerals, as well as energy, like in uranium, as well as precious metals such as gold.
So we're across the...
It's almost like a mutual fund, but it's with the torque of a junior mining stock.
That's exactly right.
Right.
That's exactly right. And, you know, the capital discipline is important. I get shown to tons of deals. Almost every day I get a deck.
Right.
And we have to be very careful what we do. We're very focused on what we do. And what we're trying to do is create synergies within the business. It's not just a random selection of, oh, we don't have any tungsten, let's get some tungsten. Let's do, you know.
Right.
We're investing in people and networks as much as we are in assets. So, you know, I've invested in a company which we're pending an announcement. It's going to come soon. There is reasons why we've had to hold it up a little bit. We're going to put an announcement out, which is going to be a little bit different to the things we've done before. Why have I invested in this? Because this guy has made people a ton of money 5 times in a row doing exactly what he's doing now.
Right.
We've invested in a royalty business, which is a little bit, again, off-piste, but Rick's very keen on royalties, as we know. This is a bunch of guys who set up a company called Trident Royalties. They IPO'd it, and then they made a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
The same guys are going again to do exactly the same thing, same model, same board members, many of the same investors. They gave us the opportunity to invest in the seed round. I put in £4 million. That is conservatively now £12.5 million, and that is 6 months later.
Right.
Now, they're going to do an IPO at some point. You know, we're going to say, well, there's your £4 million. There's now 20, 30, whatever the number is. So we're able to show, and I mean, you know, that's an appreciable return on capital that you're not get, you know, that you will get over here, but it'll take you a lot longer. So, you know, it's a bit like saying, as you said, with the talk, it's a bit like saying, okay, listen, I like critical metals, I like mining, but I mean, I don't get the call for the seed round. I don't know when to exit. I'll do it all for you.
Right. You do that for the investor. Well, excellent. If people want to do more, find out more about you, start doing some more due diligence, what's your website? And if they want to trade you, if my viewers and listeners want to invest and trade in you, what exchanges are you traded on and what are your ticker symbols?
Okay, so first of all, if you want to get on the website, find information, it's powermetalresources.com. You can email me directly if you want some information. It's sean.wade, S-E-A-N-W-A-D-E, at powermetalresources.com. Come direct. We're very happy to engage directly with any investor who wants to know more. We're traded on the AIM segment of the London Stock Exchange. And as I say, you know, very proud to represent the United Kingdom at the conference. We also have an OTC listing, which at the moment, it's kind of slightly in its infancy. So I would, you know, it's fair to say that it's less liquid than our London line. If investors are able to use Interactive Broker, they might find happier.
Me.
Yeah, you might find you're a lot happier with a London listed stock, POW.L. And we're available whenever anybody wants to engage. We produce lots of news. We have a quarterly newsletter which tells you everything that we've been doing, but obviously lots of RNS announcements in the meantime. A lot of interviews, you know, we do obviously this kind of thing. We also put our geologists in front of the camera because I'm not a geo, I'm a finance guy. You might have probably gathered that.
I guessed.
Yeah. So they tell me I know enough to be dangerous just about.
Me too.
Yeah, but what I do is if we're doing a drill program and we've got specific GOE things to talk about, we get the GO on the screen, so he does the technical stuff. So whichever GO is relevant, whether it's our guys in the Middle East or our guys in Canada or whatever. So we can give you technical information, we can give you high level, we can talk about, you know, kind of marketing stuff. But I think, look, fundamentally, what we're looking for is, you know, investors who get the model, get the point in the cycle that we're at, and, you know, believe in the whole critical metal story, because that's what we're passionate about.
Yeah, fantastic. Sean, pleasure seeing you again.
Thank you very much.
And I'd love to have you on again, and we'll put everything, your ticker and how people can find you, all in the show notes, both on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
Thank you.
Great seeing you, man.
Thanks, Ed. Thank you very much.